Oh, but there's really good deals on cars. I really need to get a new car. And I'm like,
wait till after closing.
If you can wait, I would really advise you to. Otherwise, I need to know in advance. You need to go get it done. Give me the information so we don't have any surprises right before closing. And again, if you do have a surprise before closing, I'm going to try to assist you. But it would make my life easier and your life easier too if you don't. So.
And just be upfront and say exactly what you're doing and what you're not doing.
Right.
And life works that good.
That's right.
Because everything gets shaped. But on credit, and see, I still to this day think credit is not fair. And I'll tell you why I say that. I just did a loan, business loan. And they were doing, she's going over stuff, and he pulls the credit, and he's looking. It was 700 something. And I'm like, well, why is it not perfect? I don't have late payments. And then we looked at something. He goes, well, it says you have too many inquiries. I said, okay. Well, I had one. How's that too many inquiries?
Yes, and let me tell you, because I have people tell me this all the time. If running your credit is going to make you not be able, because I have people all the time that I'll say, can I run your credit? And they'll say, is it going to be a hard hit? And that just means, am I going to hit that credit score? And I'm going to say, yes, I have to. And they'll be like, well, I don't know if I want you to run it. Okay, now listen.
Yeah.
It does no good for us to pre-qualify you if I can't run your credit. And trust me, your credit score is not low because someone ran your credit. Your credit score is low because you either, number one, didn't pay people on time, you had collections, or you have minimal credit. Those are the reasons that things are low, not because of inquiries. Now, if you go out and buy a car and they run it 15 times, you might see a hit. But that's not going to be the reason you get rejected. It's really not. There's other things there. So be prepared that we're going to hard hit your credit when I run it.
And I still think that I haven't met a person alive that can really, really, really explain to me.
No, it's not scientific. See, but people with good credit, like you just said, you get ticked off. It's not perfect. It's hilarious how that works. Because all people come in and like, I'm running their credit at 750. And they're like, well, why is it 750? Why is it not better? I'm like, oh my God, everybody's goal in life is 700. You are above the bar. No problem. Yeah, but I'll have people that have 400 credit score and they'll be like, I just don't understand why that matters. So it just depends on how you look at it.
But I just wanted to, I'm anal, you know that.
And right.
I just want to know how do you
well,
do
Well, you work really hard on
and
credit.
And nobody can explain to you why they do that.
Yeah. And you can look at that and you can see why there's minuses, but they don't make sense. Even to
but
somebody like
even,
myself, they don't make sense.
They give you an explanation of a minus, but it's not even, that's wrong. It's not there.
No.
I said, well, how can it not be there? I just don't think it's right.
No, but and also if you have credit, I always call them credit challenges. If you're challenged with credit problems, but you do want to buy a house, holler at me. We can still work on your credit. It may take a year to get your credit where it needs to be, but if you're willing to do it, I'm willing to do it.
The one case I saw, and I felt so sorry for the man, his credit was everything was perfect except his wife got really really sick.
Yeah.
And he had bills. You know, his bills were $400,000 or $500,000 medical, and you know he didn't.
In the
do
old
that.
Days, that didn't hurt you.
It does now, but
and that does.
He didn't. You know, you
and
can't
what do you
say,
think he did? Yeah, but you know, even life happens to people. There are things like you co-sign for your kids, and the kids don't make their payments. I had two cars repossessed because they co-signed for their kids. So it's kind of like you live and you learn. And there's certain things. If you're going to co-sign for somebody,
don't.
Have them make the payment to you, and you make the payment so you can
it.
Make sure it's paid. Even if they're your kids, and I know you love your kids, we all love our kids, co-signing is not a fun thing. Maybe just take out the loan yourself because you're going to end up paying for it anyway.
Every time you
Sorry, use, kids, yeah. I did not mean to hurt you, but that the parents need to keep their credit good. Brothers, sisters, all of that counts. Co-signing, be prepared to make those payments yourself so you don't hurt your credit.
Yes.
Yes, because everybody's done it. We've all done it once or twice.
Yeah, cosigning's a bad deal.
Yeah.
And cosigns when it pops up on your credit, too, and it counts against you on your credit.
It does.
And you get no benefit.
No.
So it's all bad.
No, other than you help somebody.
Let's talk about
you
would benefit. I don't know if it's, what would you call it, cosigning? Let's talk about a kiddie condo loan. That's kind of a cosigning. It's not really.
It is cosigning, but chances are the parents are probably the one making the payment anyway.
And so how does
that work? Because they're in school.
So they're going to school and you're doing it?
Mm-hmm. So let's say that the kid ends up keeping the house, though, after they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you might as well look at it as a co-signature at that point because the kids are going to make the payments and the parents are still on it. If the kids don't make it on time, it hurts the parents.
Yeah, but like you said, realistically, the parents are making the payments.
Exactly.
Anyway.
But when you're doing a kiddie condo and somebody's in school, chances are they're not making those payments. It's the parents.
Well, in fact,
that are
I'll tell you why, because we talked about this before. In fact, I had just somebody, obviously, because, you know, Sabrina's son is doing very, very well.
Yes,
both
he
boys
is.
Are doing it. And we talked to him.
Go
be
Texas
here.
Tech.
Yeah, they're doing great. So I told Sabrina that we'd go together and we're going to buy a house for the boys. There's what you're doing the loan for us. Mm-hmm. Just FYI, well, you know that in advance.
Very good.
So, but we want to do that. But we're talking about doing the 203B, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So do the 3.5% down.
Correct.
So, but then
and one of the kids needs to be on it with you.
But okay, well,
at least one of them. Yeah, at least one of them. So make sure they have a credit score.
And that's what you're working on right now. Already.
Okay.
So I think he'll have good. Well, he has, you know.
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
He has zero. So he does need to get credit. When you do the kiddie condo or you do anything with your kids on it, be sure they have a credit score. If they don't have a credit score, either go get them a secured credit card or put them on your credit card and let them get a score.
Got it. And so he's got that. He's got a full scholarship. So he's doing his football. He's doing great. So then he gets the loan. And as long as they'll keep changing our tax laws like they're doing right now. So we do that. So there's interest on that loan,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Correct.
So the advantage to me is that
you get a little bit of a write off.
I take the write off of that interest, correct?
Because only one person can write it off. So
correct.
So whoever it is,
that would be my benefit to go with my sister to do that, to take the deduction,
correct.
And I write the taxes off on the house
mm-hmm.
and the interest, and then they have a nice place to live.
Right. Yeah, so, and you know the thing is that you're building up some equity, so it's a good investment at the same time instead of just being in the dorms.
100%. And I'll tell you what I've seen in college towns, San Angelo included. ASU's doing wonderful. We have over 10,000 students right now. Texas Tech, University of Texas, especially the big.
Should you have kept your Lubbock property?
Yes, I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think that through, parents, is that if you have other kids that might be coming, you might use it for the next one.
She says she just jabbed
that me. That just hit me. It's like, well, you should have kept your other Lubbock property.
If you had seen that on TV, her eyes were daggers. That was a jab. That wasn't a nice statement she just
made. I get to do two loans instead of one, so it's okay.
No, but actually 100%. No, because that would have been a big deal. But actually to keep it, and then the whole point, as a realtor, as a mortgage banker, we can't guarantee you profit. But that's about as close as you can get to guaranteed. And that location up there.
Oh, there, College Station.
College Station, amazingly.
Austin, if you could actually find something that you could afford.
Well, I went to Austin for the game, the Texas Tech Austin. And actually,
Texas Tech?
Over Texas. Oh, well, it was what was weird for me, as you can imagine, going
you
there
were
40
voting.
Years.
I was rooting for Eli. Yeah, you were rooting.
But I was at the stadium for the first time ever not rooting.
Supporting.
Yeah, it was weird. But we were there over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I got to drive around, and it was dead, you know, because of Thanksgiving. Yeah. Well, where the dorm I stayed, it's gone. They've torn it down. There's condos now that are three stories high.
Oh, wow.
Everything's torn down. You know, they've literally torn it all down. It's all... Yeah. So you can find stuff.
I did two condo loans there, but they were
very
expensive.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, they were very, very, very expensive.
Very expensive. I mean, they're very, very nice and very, very expensive, but it's amazing how much they go up every year.
Yeah. See, it is a good investment. So if it's one of those things that you're trying to look at, it could be a good investment for you.
And you can do them in Austin. You can anywhere in Texas.
So anywhere in Texas.
You got it. Hey, as usual, I always appreciate you being on the show. And as usual, I didn't have to talk very much about anything else but what we're doing. Folks,
Merry Christmas.
How did I get a hold of you again?
659-4949. Or come see us.
Ask for Valerie Priest. Okay. Give us a call, 949-5575, Scott Allison Real Estate. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll catch you next week.